How you doing, Matt? Good. Come on the radio real quick. Get this thing in and out in the same segment. How you been? Things good?
Yeah, going well.
What's you get a little closer to the mic. Thanks. Matt Khalil, left tackle, Minnesota Vikings, 9 to noon. How's Pyology?
It's doing well. We just got alcohol in there now. So we got some beers you could choose from. You know, it's a big 3 weeks for camp. So we want to make sure people know about it and get out there.
Yep. Where is it? Mankato? Where else?
So we got three in Minnesota: Mankato,
Highland Park,
and Maple Grove.
Yep.
We have one in Texas, two more coming up.
Damn.
And then we have four more at the moment being built right now in California.
What's the premise again? It was like pizza, the Chipotle way or something?
Chipotle pizza. So yeah. You got three different doughs you can choose from. You got wheat, gluten-free, white dough.
Yeah.
Different sauces.
That gluten-free is popular.
Oh, yeah, and it's good.
Do you do gluten-free?
No. I'm a traditional white dough pizza, as unhealthy as you can get it. But, you know, you can choose a healthy pizza, all veggie pizza, or pepperoni pizza, whatever you want.
Can you get thin crust?
It's thin crust. That's what it is.
Can you get it cut in squares?
If you wanted to, yeah.
It tastes better that way.
I'm sure we can accommodate you.
Okay,
I know you Minnesotans like your weird square
is
pizza.
Is that weird?
So that's the weirdest thing.
That's a Minnesota thing?
Yes. Yeah. Me being from Washington, D.C., then living in California, 79 to 93,
yeah.
I'd never seen square pizza until I got here. Yeah, but you know what?
It tastes better.
From California, Matt will appreciate this. I had also never seen a gas station where you can pump your gas before you pay.
Yeah.
Until you get here.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, in California, you not only have to pay that time, they want you to pay three in advance just in case you think about running.
And you got to give them your driver's license number ahead of time.
Right, the whole thing, it's a complete clipping penalty.
What does that say about the people of the Midwest?
Loving, kind, honest, trustworthy.
They're very
fair. You know, they're very kind. Yeah. Like if they think Matt had a bad game on Twitter or to you outside of TCF,
definitely.
They're really kind, right?
Yeah. They'll give you some grace.
They really let me know how I played, and I really appreciate that. So
you, off season wise, how'd it go for you, man? You're in great shape right now.
You feel good? Yeah, just mentally, just overall, on and off the field, just a night and day difference. I think now it's not a matter of being injured anymore. It's just a matter of kind of sharpening my my skill set and focus on what I need to do. I spent the last week before I came back out here working with Jackie Slater.
Rams immortality.
Oh yeah. So we did 5 days, 2-a-days, 3-hour sessions. So we really got after it. He taught me a lot. Now it's just trusting that technique that that he had me hone in on. Everything I've learned from him and just putting it on the field. So takes a little trusting, takes a little time to kind of get that and get in the rhythm of things, but you just kind of got to hone in on it and get after it every
day. So is this like a confidence building thing? Because Jackie's like 58.
Yeah.
So I figure if you put Jackie opposite you, then you just run around him and build your confidence.
Hey, that guy can still move, though. It's pretty scary.
At left tackle, is it maybe more than any other position on the offensive? Because the offensive line is a big camaraderie, teamwork, know what the other guy is doing, right?
Yeah.
But at left tackle, do you feel like maybe there are more one-on-one matchups for a left tackle than any other position on the line?
Yeah, definitely.
Do you think?
I think that's why you make the big money at left tackle.
Yeah.
You know, you're protecting the blind side of the quarterback. You know, every week I get asked who my toughest opponent is, and it's really hard to say. You know, week in, week out, you're going against probably a Pro Bowler every week.
Yeah.
So they put the best athlete on the field right there, and it's my job to protect him, give the quarterback confidence, let him know that he's not going to be touched. And, you know, it's kind of like, you know, the more you can protect your quarterback, the more confident he feels and doesn't think he's going to get hit. You know, he's going to sit back there and make a good decision. And, you know, it's when you make him feel like he's under stress or going to be pressured, you know. That's when he kind of loses his confidence. So,
Matt, describe your career. Do you think it's been great, good, mediocre, bad, or awful?
You know, I would say just inconsistent. You know, I know what kind of level I can play at, and a lot of times, or not a lot of times, but, you know, especially last season, you know, there's some things that played into that. And, you know, media really doesn't bother me. Anything that doesn't really bother me, I'm probably myself's toughest critic. So, you know, I know how I played. I know what I got to get done. You know, it's kind of confidence booster when, you know, Spillman still says he wants me to be around for the next, you know, 10 plus years. So they still believe in me, organization still believes in me, and you know, I believe myself. So it's just about building that confidence out there, getting my technique down, and get going.
One thing that's interesting, I think you said, is you know, fans watch the games and have their opinions, media watches the game, they have a job to do, they have to analyze the game. But a lot of people talk about, you know, if we can like just get back to that Pro Bowl rookie form.
Yeah.
But you said something is you're your own toughest critic.
Yeah.
I would bet that if you watched your rookie tape, even though you were a Pro Bowler, you would say, there's 17 things that I can do better.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Definitely. You know, so, I mean, it's not about getting back to a certain form. It's about just getting better from where you are.
Yeah, exactly. You know, there's a lot of times I think my first 2 years are pretty similar.
Yeah.
In pressures and sacks I gave up. You know, the only difference is we had a losing record. So a lot of people kind of misconceive those things. So, you know, I think last year I struggled a little bit, but I'm ready to bounce back. And always something I can improve on.
If Brandon Fusco does indeed become the left guard, stay there, and that's where we go with week one, what – talk about that change for him. Like, imagine you going to right tackle. What are the things that you have to get over when you're switching sides of the line?
It's just different. You know, everything's backwards. Your footwork's different. Your stance is different. So, obviously, what foot you step with and the power you bring with your footwork, it's all backwards. It's all different. So, you kind of got to reverse things, get used to it. I know me going at right tackle, you know, be foreign to me. So, it takes a little bit. But, you know, having that presence there and having a guard like Brandon, who I think – is a top offensive guard in the NFL.
Do you think one off season and one training camp is enough for Brandon to be second nature now to be on the left side?
Yeah, this is his fifth year, so he's played long enough to know what's going on, to know where he has to be at before the season starts. So I think he's got a good concept of that. And you know, right now we're doing pretty well. It's just little things here and there that we correct and work together when we watch film. So,
Matt, how close are you and John Sullivan? I mean, not only is he one of the best at his position in the NFL, he's a bona fide team leader.
Yep.
And he's smart, and he can get loud.
Exactly.
I mean, he's not you know, going to be confrontational to elevate himself or make somebody feel stupid.
Yep.
It's going to be, Matt, let's talk about this, to make everybody better. Do you have that kind of relationship with him?
Oh, yeah. You know, that's why he's a leader of the offensive line. You know, he's going to tell us when we're messing up. And I think the great thing he does, he holds everyone accountable. So, you know, if I'm not up to par on my playbook or things I need to get done, he's going to tell me I need to get my playbook, get that stuff done and sharpen up. And, you know, that's what a leader's all about. He's going to tell people when they're messing up or when they're not doing what they're supposed to.
Is it easier to play left tackle when Adrian Peterson's the tailback?
Yeah, I think he makes everyone's life a lot easier. Running the ball, pass protection, people are more committed to the run, so defensive ends don't get in pass rush mode. So having that guy in the backfield, I think, changes a lot of dynamics of our offense.
He makes my job easier.
Right.
Does he make yours easier?
Absolutely.
Everybody's.
Best of luck this year, man. You obviously are a major key to this team doing well this year.
Sir.
Have the best season of your career, man, okay?
Appreciate it.
Good luck
to you.
Matt Khalil, left tackle, Minnesota Vikings. Wobby sticks around till the end. I'm Paul Allen from Fancato. It's 9 to noon.